All right, we always like to mix in some fun stuff on the 98Q Morning Show, and we have a treat for you today. We have Nelson Dellis, who is joining us, who is a six-time memory world memory champ. I'm probably not saying that right, Nelson, but Nelson, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. U.S. champion. I've U.S. competed in the world, but
well,
not a world
coming
champion.
Soon, it sounds like, Nelson. So the U.S. Memory World Championship. And this, when we promoted this at first, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are just like, well, that sounds cool. But what is that? So let's talk about what, let's start right in the middle with the contest itself and what that entails and how you crown the memory champion. How does that contest day go?
Yeah, it's a day-long event, and we, of course, memorize things all day, but we memorize very specific things that are timed and have a certain amount, and it's all about how much you can memorize in that time frame as accurately as possible. And the person who does that the most at the end is crowned the champ, right? But the kinds of things we memorize, for example, are a deck of playing cards as fast as possible, a 500-digit number in 5 minutes, 235 names and faces in 15 minutes, poems, previously unpublished poems, or lists of words, all sorts of things. And it's, again, as fast as you can do it without obviously making mistakes.
Okay, so the 500-digit number. So you got 5 minutes to, or however long. How many of the, once they take it away, Nelson, how many of those do you got? How many do you get?
Right, so most people, I mean, there's a range, but not everybody can memorize all 500. And the records are changing all the time. You know, back in my day, my most active competitive years was back in 2011, 12 through 16. And back then, my best was around 405.
Oh, geez.
And yeah. And nowadays, people can do in the 600-700. So they have to. Oh. They have more digits available. It's truly amazing what's possible with the mind. It's like the 4 minute mile. You know, people used to think it was impossible, and when somebody broke it,
yeah,
the floodgates open.
So is this a gift? Obviously a little bit of a gift, or is it something that you can teach yourself, or is it a combination of both?
I think it's not a gift at all. I think it's something entirely that we all can do and practice and train. It's just really understanding how the mind works and applying some techniques that have been around for thousands of years. You know, people back in those days had to use their memory or they would lose the information. There was no computer or device or AI assistant to help you out.
Rock it on was the wall, yeah.
Brain. Yeah, right?
That's why there's carvings on cave walls, right?
Sure, yeah, exactly.
Bring home milk.
And so that's why, yeah. But yeah, that's why, you know, it's I think more important in this day more than ever to use our memories, because we have all these tools that we're outsourcing our brain abilities to, and we're losing those abilities.
The if you don't use it, you might lose it kind of thing. Nelson, you mentioned that I was looking into your bio a little bit, and I believe you probably signed off on this description, but I want to check it, just kind of mentioning what you just did. Born with an average memory. That's a phrase that doesn't sound necessarily too kind, but it is a cool start to six-time U.S. memory champion. And I'm looking at a list of the accomplishments here. Can I get a baby glimpse inside the mental process behind, okay, you've got 1,000 digits, you spend 30 minutes, and you set the record at one point for memorizing 907 digits on a number in half an hour. What does the stream of thought sound like? You know, if I'm sitting there looking at the digits of pi, what are you saying to yourself in your mind that makes these things stick?
Yeah, that's it sounds impossible, but what really is happening behind it all, right? You one person might see just all those 1,000 digits on a page, but I see something else, and so do other mental athletes or people who are trained in memory techniques. They see beautiful, silly, bizarre storylines and images of people doing bizarre things in locations that are meaningful. So I'm basically watching a movie when I see these things, because I have a system to translate the numbers into vivid pictures that are unforgettable. And you bring up pi, for example. Pi Day is on Saturday, which is 314, 314. Those are the first few digits of pi. And I have many digits of pi memorized. So I'll give you the first ones just to tell you what I actually see in my mind. So it's 3 point and then 14159, which in my mind, yes, that's a string of five numbers, but I see Sam Neill, the actor from Jurassic Park, dressed up like dressed up like Iron Man. That's what those digits represent to me. Yeah. And then I go to the next five. That's 26535. That's actually a childhood friend. Her name's Ellen, and she's dressed like a emperor from Gladiator. And I'm imagining these different scenarios happening in my high school. Why my high school? Well, it's a place that I know very well, and I just mentally walk through it and can pick up those images which represent the digits in order.
Yeah. This, I mentioned this to Gray when we were talking about this earlier in the week, where I went through a similar memory course where I learned all 50 states alphabetically, and it was just like that. Nice. You know, Alabama, I imagined Bam Bam from the Flintstones beating up a Razorback from Arkansas. It's those absurdities that the mind grasps onto, right, Nelson?
It's exactly that. You know, there's so many things that our brain is capable of remembering, and all this information that comes at us, it's the things that stick out that we remember. So if you can put that into the information, the drab, abstract info that is coming at us all the time throughout all the days, and make those funny, weird, bizarre, sexual, grotesque.
In your own mind, right? Don't say it out loud. Mind, yeah. Don't say it out loud.
Keep it to yourself or you'll get canceled immediately. But in the sake of remembering things better, keep it. Yeah, you can do it in your mind.
Yeah, exactly. I said, too, if you have problems remembering people's names, just look at the person and take their name and make it something that stood out about whatever, large nose or whatever. And there you go. You remember their name forever, right?
That's it. Yeah. You choose a feature and come up with a picture for the name, maybe something it reminds you of, and then smash those two things together. Right? Yeah. Combine them, interact them, stick it to the feature so you remember next time you see them.
Yeah.
And you've actually got a couple of books now. It's Everyday Genius out more recently, but not your first book about the topic, correct?
That's right. My first book was purely about memory. That's called Remember It. And then this follow-up is expanding beyond that. There's a lot of memory discussed in it, more updated techniques, but it's more about other ways, including memory, to tap into an inner genius that we all have. At least that's what I believe, because of my experience with memory. And it teaches you how to be more intuitive, how to focus better, how to read faster and remember what you read, how to calculate with numbers in your mind easier. All sorts of mental tricks that will elevate your intellect.
Yeah, so Everyday Genius is the most recent one, right?
That's right. Yep. Comes out on Tuesday.
Very good. Very good. Fascinating, because it's amazing, Nelson, how just the ability to remember stuff can increase your perceived intelligence. Is that a good way to put that?
Yeah. And that's the genesis for this book is, you know, I would hate, and I still hate, if anybody were to call me a genius. I am not a genius. I can be dumb as rocks when I need to ask my wife. But I will say, when I do these memory feats in front of a person, memorize a deck of cards, I have gotten people saying, wow, you must be a genius. How do you do that? Or that guy's a genius. Wow. And I'm not. And so it makes me realize that genius is a subjective term. And there are things we can do, and that some people already do, that instantly make people think that they are a genius. And that's a cool thing to realize, if there are ways to kind of hack that. And I hate the word hack because it sounds like it's fake. But I think ultimately, if you're able to find tools and strategies to improve your intelligence and way you interact with information in the world and others, and if that raises your perceived level of genius to others, then that's an amazing thing to look into and to work on.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of, Nelson, by your description of the perception versus the reality from the first person point of view? It reminds me of getting new jobs in my teenage years, or being promoted in those jobs, and it comes with a set of expectations like, hey, I'm a manager now. And you get to find out that every business is somehow held up by paper clips and duct tape, and the people making the decisions are stressed. Is becoming a memory champion kind of like that, where you realize, oh, this isn't what I thought it was, but it's still pretty cool?
Yes, and I guess what you're saying, but you know, there is the part of, like, the external part of being a memory champion, where people are like, wow, this guy just doesn't forget anything. And that's cool. That part is fun and gets me on shows and looks fancy. But truly, for my own thing, I feel like I've tapped into something that's really personal and a human connection that I think is getting lost the more and more we kind of rely on tech. So that's really what I've gotten out of this, is just this better sense of control of my own mind and a better relationship with my mind, which I think is I think anybody's goal, really.
Okay, I want to have you back on maybe in a couple months, Nelson, but I want your wife to come on with us because I'm going to make a top 10 list of things that Nelson has forgotten and number of times, like maybe forgot to get milk on the way home and lost his car keys. And do you still suffer from that kind of stuff? Because losing your car keys or putting your cheater glasses in the wrong spot, that's not necessarily what this is for, right?
No, listen, it can be for that. And it does help with that. It doesn't happen often where I have these instances where I glitch out or forget things. I am human after all, but I'm more conscious of it. And for that reason, it doesn't happen as often. But I'll tell you a funny story. My wife will often ask me to get things at the grocery store. And there was this one time she told me to get two things. Very easy, two simple things. And I came back with just one. And I got frustrated with her. I was like, Leah, listen, if you want me to remember like a list of things, give me like 100 things. I will remember every single item. But when you give me two things, like I don't even think about it. So of course I'm going to forget one. It's your fault.
Everyday Genius is the book. I'm assuming available like on Amazon and all that stuff, right?
Coming out on Tuesday.
Everywhere.
Yep.
All right. If people, the ability to have a good memory, man, that's just so valuable in our society. Nelson, it's been a pleasure to talk with you, and thanks for taking the time. Very cool, very helpful, and I'm sure you find joy in helping others because it does improve quality of life what you're doing here, right?
Oh my God, that's part of the reason, one of the main reasons that I wanted to get into this, and that's my career now. I love helping others unlock this skill, and again, that's why I wrote this book.
Well, thank you so much, Nelson. People can help unlock their skills with Everyday Genius coming out everywhere on Tuesday. But for a few short minutes, we got to talk to six-time memory champion Nelson Dellis. Thank you so much, Nelson.